This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. It's no secret that the recent trade war, specifically that with China, has hurt farmers all over the United States. Drops in prices have been seen frequently, and with harvest coming up quickly, many are worried about the prices dropping more. One task force that has been attempting to help farmers in these trying times is the Farmers for Free Trade. I talked with Brian Kuehl, the Executive Vice President of Farmers for Free Trade, about the organization and the new campaign that is set to help farmers.
Sure. So Farmers for Free Trade is a national nonprofit, a bipartisan nonprofit, dedicating to help give farmers voice on issues relating to trade. Farmers for Free Trade was set up by the American Farm Bureau Federation, National Pork Producers Council, National Association of Wheat Growers, National Corn Growers, American Soy. So it's really a coalition effort of U.S. agriculture, both associations and leading ag businesses, working together to promote trade and its importance for U.S. agriculture.
And the ongoing trade war has had some negative effects on the farmers here in the United States. Farmers for Free Trade has a new campaign, Tariffs Hurt the Heartland. Can you tell us a little bit about that campaign?
Sure. So Farmers for Free Trade is doing a number of things to try to raise awareness about trade issues. We're doing radio interviews like these. We're running television and radio advertising. We're doing town hall meetings all around the country. We've probably done 20 or so with farm bureaus and state pork associations, et cetera. Tariffs Hurt the Heartland is an effort to really take this game to the next level, to really engage a broader audience. So while Farmers for Free Trade will continue focusing on agriculture, we're engaging in partnership with manufacturers and with consumer interests to really tell a more wholly rounded story about how tariffs really hurt rural America. So we all know that tariffs can really hurt, for example, soybean producers. You know, so many of our soybeans are exported to China, where we have a major trade war going on right now, which is hurting our soybean producers. But we wanted to tell the story also about manufacturing, and we've lost huge numbers of manufacturing jobs because of the trade war that's going on. And so Tariffs Hurt the Heartland is an effort to kind of tell that whole story.
And how does this campaign benefit farmers here in the Midwest?
Well, there's a number of things. You know, farmers depend heavily on trade. So nationwide, 20% of farm revenue comes from exports. So you take away exports, you take away farms. It's that simple. And we feel like it's really important that farmers have a voice in this discussion, that farmers are contacting their members of Congress, contacting the administration, saying, look, we understand we want to try to get better deals with China and with other countries, but right now ag is taking this hit. We are the ones that are on the line, and farmers literally are losing their farms. We're worried that as we get toward harvest season, if commodity prices stay down, we're going to see a lot of pain out in the heartland. And so this is how we're trying to engage with ag and get farmers engaged in this conversation.
More from Brian Kuehl about the Tariffs Hurt the Heartland campaign and how you can help after these messages. Farmers for Free Trade is a nonprofit organization that is dedicated to giving farmers a voice on issues that relate to trade. The organization is a coalition of many agricultural associations. Farmers for Free Trade's goal is to give farmers a voice on the ever-so-important discussion of trade that affects everyone in the agriculture industry. Here's Brian Kuehl, the Executive Director of Farmers for Free Trade, with more information on the tactics being used and how you can get involved.
Sure. There's a number of things you can do. So you can go to tariffshurt.com. At tariffshurt.com, there's a portal where you can go in and send a message directly to your member of Congress. So it'll figure out, you tell it where you are, and it'll pull up and tell you who your senators are and who your member of Congress is. From there, you can send either a written message or a video message to your member of Congress. So that's an easy thing to do, tariffshurt.com. You can also go to our website, farmersforfreetrade.com. There you can film a short video message, and we've had dozens and dozens of farmers around the U.S. who have filmed these messages. They're really simple. It's just you say where you're from, what you grow, and why trade matters to you. Easy way for you to talk out directly in support of trade. So we encourage people to do that. At farmersforfreetrade.com, you can also join Farmers for Free Trade and sign up for newsletter updates.
And there's also some social media accounts connected with the campaign, correct?
That's correct. You can follow us on Farmers for Trade is or at Farmers for Trade is our Twitter handle. You can also find us on Facebook. And we're very active on social media. So some of the things we're doing, I mentioned those Voice of the Farmer videos that you can film at farmersforfreetrade.com. We can take those videos and then post them to social media so that we're sharing those and people are able to see farmers from all around the country speaking out in support of trade. So again, a really easy way for you to add your voice to Acquire.
That was Brian Kuehl with Farmers for Free Trade. In local events, the Tri-County Antique Club will be hosting their Olden Days celebration on August 25th and 26th. The Olden Days will be held in Dow, Illinois at address 23946 State Highway 3, Dow, Illinois. The show begins at 7 a.m. on Saturday with activities running throughout the day till 6 p.m. On Saturday, visitors can expect to see the threshing and sawmill that will open at 10 a.m., the tractor pool at 12 p.m., the pedal tractor pool at 1 p.m., and the Parade of Power at 2 p.m. Live entertainment for the day is Matt Toll and Friends from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. and Back in the Saddle from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Sunday, the show once again opens at 7 a.m. and runs through 4 p.m. The day starts with Country Church at 9 a.m., Threshing and Sawmill open at 10 a.m., Car Show at 11 a.m., Pedal Tractor Pool at 12 p.m., Garden Tractor Pool at 1 p.m., Plowing Demonstration at 1 p.m., and the Parade of Power at 2 p.m. The live entertainment for Sunday is Fireproof from 9:30 a.m. to 12 p.m., and the Gibson Girls from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. Admission is $5 per day per person, and kids under 12 are free. There are also vendors every day and many activities for the kids. Be sure to come out and experience agriculture as it once was. Linko Precision will be hosting their annual pre-harvest cookout on August 28th at 6 p.m. The cookout will be held at Skip's Farm Shop, located at 15215 Nokomis Road in Nokomis. There will be burgers, beans, brats, soda, and chips. At 6:15 p.m., there will be a systems approach to cover crops discussion. At 6:45 p.m., there will be a talk on tips for the fall and fall specials. You can RSVP by August 24th for the meal count by calling 309-527-6455. The Farm Progress Show is being held in Boone, Iowa this year on August 28th through the 30th. This is the largest outdoor farm show, and there are countless exhibitors that all have to do with agriculture. Be sure to listen to WSMI on the 28th through the 30th for updates on the Farm Progress Show. That's all the time we have on your afternoon farm show. Reporting for WSMI, this has been Jamie Geisler.